poets of a young squire from Tamworth we hear, who courted a nobleman's daughter so fair, and all for to marry her, it was his intent, and her friends and relations have given their consent. Now a time was appointed to be their wedding day, and a farmer elected to give her away. But as soon as this farmer lady did spy, her heart was inflamed, bitterly she cried. So she turned herself from the squire, and nothing she said, but instead of getting married, she took to her bed, where the thoughts of this farmer, they ran in her mind, till a way for to have him, she quickly defined. Coat and waistcoat and trousers, this young girl put on, and away she went hunting, with a dog and her gun, and she hunted around, where her father did dwell, because in her heart she loved him right well. Times fired, but nothing she killed, until this young farmer came into his field. All for to talk with him, it was her intent, with her dog and her gun, to meet him she went. Well, I thought you'd have been at the wedding, she cried, for to wait on your squire and bring him his bride. Said the farmer, I'll take my sword in my hands, my honor I'll give her whatever she commands. And the lady was pleased when she heard him so bold, that she gave him a glove that was made out of gold. She told him she'd found it as she was coming along, but she went out hunting with a dog and her gun. Heart full of love, and she gave out a notice that she lost her glove. And whoever finds it and brings it to me, whoever he is, my husband shall be. Now the farmer was pleased when he heard of this news. With a heart full of love to the lady he goes. Says, lady, dear lady, I picked up your glove, now I hope you'll be pleased to grant me your love. Well, it's already granted that I'll be your bride, for I love the sweet breath of the farmer, she cried. I'll be the mistress of your dairy, milk all your cows, while my jolly young farmer